Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे
हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
last time when we started the class, we discussed about those prayers, right? So how many of you are clear wo prayers kaise bolte hai, kya hai? Any confusion around that? Lots of confusion, very good. Okay, so what we will do now is we will virtually walk through the temple now, okay, so that you know which prayers to chant where. Okay, so when we enter the temple, okay, so when you enter the temple, so that time naturally we see lot of saffron devotees, the devotees who are wearing that saffron, this thing. So those saffron devotees are the devotees who have dedicated their lives completely for Krishna consciousness. Wo aur kuch nahi karte hain. I mean, they don't go outside to earn like us. Their entire survival is based on Krishna's mercy. उन्होंने पूरी तरह से अपने आप को कृष्णा को सरेंडर किया है. वॉट एवर कम्स ऑन अकॉर्ड ऑफ यू नो टेम्पल के थ्रू आता है, दे सर्वाइव ऑन दैट एंड द होल पर्पज ऑफ द लाइफ इज टू जस्ट यू नो प्रीच द मिशन ऑफ गॉड एंड सर्व गॉड. दैट इज हाउ दे हैव डेडिकेटेड द लाइफ कंप्लीटली. देन यू ऑल्सो सी डिवोटीज हु आर वेयरिंग यू नो नॉर्मल लाइक व्हाइट एंड यू नो अदर कलर्ड दिस थिंग. सो दोज आर लाइक गृहस्थ डिवोटीज हु आर यू नो लाइक have a family life at the same time practicing devotional service. So irrespective of whether you know you come across a grahastha or a you know a saffron devotee, we always offer our obeisances, you know, a common obeisances you offer, you know, once you enter into the temple. And the first prayer, so just imagine now, so you have entered the temple hall and there are so many devotees over there. So you first bow down and you offer this prayer. Please repeat after me. वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु भये वच पतितानाम वैष्णवानाम पावनेभ्यो. सो दिस प्रेयर वेन वी चैंट वी आर एक्चुअली ऑफरिंग आवर ओबेसेंसेस टू ऑल दिस वैष्णवास. सो दे आर ऑल वैष्णवास, यू नो, डिवोटीज ऑफ विष्णु. सो वी आर ऑफरिंग आवर प्रेयर्स फर्स्ट टू ऑल द वैष्णवास, ओके, हु आर लाइक द डिजायर मर्सी ट्री. सो लेट देम शॉवर दैट मर्सी ऑन अस ऑल्सो सो दैट वी ऑल्सो गेट डिलीवर्ड एक्चुअली. सो पहले के जमाने में ना दिस ब्रह्मचारीज, इफ यू द ट्रेडिशनल लाइफ, ब्रह्मचारीज डेली वुड गो फ्रॉम हाउस टू हाउस, यू नो, दे वुड गो फॉर आस्किंग फॉर भिक्षा एंड एवरी हाउस दे वुड बी वेरी मच रिस्पेक्टेड एक्चुअली, ओके, बिकॉज दे आर वेरी प्योर सोल्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड एक्चुअली, ओके. सो दे आर मर्सी इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. सो दिस इज वॉट वी चैंट. Now, after you have offered your obeisances to them, then what you do is, you come, so you enter that door and you come to the right-hand side of Prabhupada, okay? Right? So Prabhupada, he is like sitting ulte, like as you all are sitting. So you will be standing on this side, so my left, you will be standing and you will be doing dandavats to Prabhupada. So dandavats in such a way that your head is pointing on the right hand side. So basically your heart, the heart side should be pointing to Prabhupada that time, right? Okay, so that is how you do dandavats. And there which prayer you will be saying? Namaam Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशकारिणे. सो दिस इज द प्रेयर वी से व्हेन वी ऑफर द दंडवत टू प्रभुपाद, राइट. सो इन दिस प्रेयर वी आर अगेन, यू नो, ऑफरिंग आवर ओबेसेंसेस टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड वी आर ग्लोरिफाइंग हिम एक्चुअली. सो वंस यू आर डन विद दंडवत टू प्रभुपाद देन यू कम फॉरवर्ड लिटिल बिट, ओके. फिर आप ऑल्टर के तरफ आते हो. नाउ ऑल्टर की तरफ तुमको उल्टे साइड पे दंडवत करना है, बिकॉज नाउ योर हार्ट हैज टू फेस टू द ऑल्टर साइड, मतलब इट शुड बी ऑन द ऑल्टर साइड. सो प्रभुपाद को इफ यू डू दंडवत लाइक दिस, व्हेन यू कम टू द ऑल्टर योर दंडवत विल बी लाइक दिस, द ऑपोजिट साइड. सो फर्स्ट यू ऑफर योर दंडवत टू गौर निताय. सो गौर निताय के लिए विच प्रेयर्स यू विल बी सेइंग?
नमो महावदन्याय.
हाँ, नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौर तिशे नमः. सो दिस इज फॉर चैतन्य महाप्रभु. And then you can say Pancha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. After that you move little forward and there you have Radha and Krishna, right? So first you offer your obeisances to Krishna. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Then Radharani is there. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय. एंड देन यू जस्ट से हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो दिस इज हाउ यू चैंट दोस प्रेयर्स व्हेन यू वॉक थ्रू द एंटायर टेम्पल, राइट. नाउ यू आर क्लियर अबाउट इट कि कौन से प्रेयर्स कब कहाँ बोलोगे आप वंस यू एंटर द टेम्पल. ओके, जस्ट ओके, ठीक है. सो विद दिस विल स्टार्ट आवर टुडेज डिस्कशन. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
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 ओके, सो सिंस वी हैव kind of chanted the prayers, so we'll directly get into the discussion now. So last time we discussed about this concept of the three aspects of Lord: Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, right? So anyone has any questions, doubts about it, what we discussed last time? Okay, so we'll move further. So we are again on text number 2 of chapter 2, right? श्री भगवान वाच कुतस्त्वा कश्मलम मिदम विषमय समुपस्थितम अनार्य दुस्तम अस्वर्ग्यम अकीर्तिकरम अर्जुन. सो इन दिस श्लोका वी एक्चुअली हैव डिस्कस्ड टिल नाउ ओनली द फर्स्ट लाइन श्री भगवान वाच राइट. वी डिस्कस्ड अबाउट द डेफिनेशन ऑफ भगवान एंड वी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टूड द थ्री एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ भगवान राइट, ब्रह्मन परमात्मा एंड भगवान. Now we will actually get into the text of this shloka where Lord Krishna, now he is asking Arjuna. What is he asking? He is saying, Kutashtva Kashmalam Midam Vishamaya Samupastitam. So he is saying that my dear Arjuna, where upon these impurities have come upon you now? He is saying, right? And when have they come? Wrong time pe aa gaya hai. Matlab, you know, see, you, if we were sitting at home and nicely chatting and that time, you know, probably you brought all these thoughts, vagara, toh baat alag tha. But now is the time for you to fight, right? Now is the time for you to fight and at this crucial moment, you are bringing such thoughts. And what are these thoughts that you have brought about? The thoughts that you have brought about, he is saying, they will not lead you to higher planetary systems, right? He's saying anarya justam, anarya, the word anarya. Srila Prabhupada explains the word arya. So he says, Prabhupada says that Aryans are those people who live their lives according to the religious conduct. You know, one who follows religious principles properly is called as arya. And naturally, you know, the Pandavas, they all were Aryans actually, you know, because they were following all the religious principles properly. But here Krishna is saying, this particular act of yours is an-Arya. It is not according to the religious principles, right? We discussed this multiple times that though Arjuna was expressing compassion, but this compassion was coming at the cost of dharma, right? So if dharma is getting compromised by this quality of compassion, then this is not according to religious principles. And that is why an-Arya. Anarya justam. Now your activity is anarya. So what will be the consequence of this activity of anarya? It is aswargam and akirti. Two things. So it is like Arjuna, after your death, it will not lead you to higher planetary systems. Matlab swarg mein toh jaoge nahi. Okay, because the activity that you have performed is against the religious principle, so that will actually take you to the hellish planetary system. So Arjun bolega ki are theek hai, matlab you know swarg ka kisne dekha hai, probably it's the future thing, tab ki tab dekhe jayega, and all those things, you know, he could have thought in his mind. So Krishna is saying not only about after this life, but even in this life it is akirti. See, for a prestigious person or a respected person, fame is very, very important actually. Defaming for those people is as good as death. Right? See, agar koi chor jail mein jayega, so what will be his reaction in the jail? How bad will he feel about going in the jail? He just, you know, ek ghar se dusre ghar aaya ho, that is how he will feel. But say a respected person, if he gets into a jail, what will be his situation? He might even go to the extent of committing suicide because he cannot take that blemish on himself of going through this situation. Now, situation same hai, but two people are behaving completely in a different manner. Why is it so? Because one person is a respected person. Similarly, Krishna is telling Arjuna that you are not an ordinary Kshatriya. The entire world knows that there is no greater Kshatriya than Arjuna, right? All the Kshatriya warriors, if they would think about combating with Arjuna, the opposing party would consider that that is their last fight. Iske baad jeene wale nahi hai wo log. You know, that was the power and valor of Arjuna. Now this Arjuna, when he is not going to fight, then what will happen? Akirti. Akirti in two ways. Those people who are the enemy side, wo kya sochenge? Will they think that Arjuna was compassionate, isliye usne nahi gaya? Nahi. They will say, are, dar ke bhaag gaya. You know, they will say. So that is one blemish that will come on Arjuna, that, you know, he got scared in the battlefield. And that is why he ran away. So this is one akirti. The the other kirti will even come from the people who are on his side. What will they say? Hey, look at this guy, you know. Jab zarurat tha, he did not stand against the principles of religion. So there also they will start pointing fingers at him. So from both the sides, defamy will always follow. So Krishna is telling you, defamy will not allow you to live in this life. So in this life, you will be defamed, a kirti, and in your next life, you will not attain swarga, right? So in both the situations, this is not good, okay? We move on to the next shloka. Text number 3. Klaibhyam maasamaparth naitatvai upapadyate
Klaibhyam
Shudram vidaya daurbalyam tyaktautaishta paranthapa
Klaibhyam
Klaibhyam. Yeah. So in this text, a very strong word is used by Krishna to Arjuna. The word used over here is Klaibhyam. Klaibhyam is important. Okay. Now for a Kshatriya, potency was expressed in two ways. Firstly, Kshatriyas were very valiant and strong fighters. So that is one, strength. The second thing was, Kshatriyas, they used to also beget lot of children actually. You know, in those ages, lot of children they used to beget. They would have many wives and they used to get so many children. The purpose of that was because they had to expand their kingdoms also. Okay. So some marriages they would do because of their own attraction to the other side. Some marriages they would do as a political contract actually, you know, so that the other party wins, like Drupad. See, Drupad got Draupadi, or Drupad did the fire sacrifice to get Draupadi, not because, he wanted to have a daughter. The sole purpose of Drupad having a daughter, Drupad wanted a daughter so that Arjuna will come on his side. So that Drupad felt that I will become invincible. Like that. You know. So Kshatriya, these were the two attributes that they would always be termed in terms of potency. Now there is a past in Arjuna's life in Mahabharata that once upon a time when Arjuna had gone to the higher planetary systems for learning the art of different weapons, the Divyastra. In order to get those different Divyastra, Arjuna had gone to higher planetary system, that is Swargaloka. So there Arjuna, under the guidance of Indra, he was actually learning all these Astras. And because Arjuna was also the son of Indra, so Indra normally would invite Arjuna and allow him to sit on his own throne. So they both would share the throne, you know, son and father over there. So one day while Indra was sitting on his throne and Arjuna was also sharing the throne, at that time the Apsaras were performing dance over there. And one of the Apsaras over there was Urvashi. She was dancing. And Arjuna was constantly staring at her, at Urvashi. So when Indra noticed this, he thought that probably Arjuna has developed attraction towards Urvashi. So after that whole sabha and everything, Indra approaches Urvashi and he tells her that looks like Arjuna has developed an attraction to you. So why don't you go and try to satisfy him? So Urvashi, she goes to Arjuna and she goes in a manner in which she is lustful towards Arjuna. And in that manner when she approaches Arjuna, so Arjuna denies her. Arjuna says that the only reason I was staring at you was because you happen to be my mother, he says. Because one of my ancestors, King Pururava, you had got married to him. And you had got married to him, so I was just wondering that who is this celestial beauty to which one of my ancestors was so attracted actually. And in that relation I was looking at you. So Urvashi started convincing Arjuna that whatever relations that you are talking about, they don't exist in the Swargaloka. So those rules and regulations are not applicable in the higher planetary systems. They are applicable only in the Bhulok. But then Arjuna said that whether I am in a Swargaloka or in the Bhuloka, I will always follow my principles. I will never give up those. Now because he had rejected Urvashi when she was kind of very lusty at that point in time, she gets angry at Arjuna. And she becomes angry and she curses Arjuna. She says that because you have rejected me and you are behaving like an important person, so I curse you to become important. So 1 year of your life, you will remain important. Now this was a blessing in disguise for Arjuna, because after their 12 years of vanvas, they were supposed to hide for 1 year. And Arjuna with all his beauty, and Arjuna with all his brilliance, it was very difficult for him to be hidden anywhere. The only way he could have been hidden was by becoming a eunuch. And that is what he was cursed actually to become. So for that 1 year, Arjuna served as Brihanalla. So Brihanalla, he served as Brihanalla. And it is in that form only Arjuna had defeated all the Kauravas also actually. So Arjuna, he suffered for that 1 year as a eunuch. Now, we know all the past and everything. But still, for a person to undergo such a situation is not like a very happy situation. Can you imagine one of the greatest Kshatriyas, he has lived 1 year of his life as a eunuch. When that Kshatriya sits in the assembly of other Kshatriyas, how will the other Kshatriyas mock at him, right? Agar koi insan drama, even in a drama, if you act this character, still you will be teased. Here to Arjuna actually had become eunuch for 1 year. Okay? So he had to undergo all these things, all this pain. And here Krishna is now reminding Arjuna that he is saying that, my dear Arjuna, for 1 year you had become that, or you are playing the drama of becoming that. So he is saying that, is it that you are still in that character or what? Why are you talking like this? You are actually talking like a Kleggyan, he says. He is saying that don't act like this. And now the word used is so strong that imagine, even in a friendly way, if someone had to take this word, it is very hurting, So Krishna is using a very strong word to address Arjuna, so that his Kshatriya spirit comes up actually, The next one, the next important point that Krishna has used over here is, he's saying, this act of yours is Shudram Hridaya Daurabalyam. So Hridaya Daurabalyam is translated over here as weakness of heart. And what kind of weakness of heart is mentioned over here? Shudram. Shudram is petty weakness of heart, bola hai. So now this is very important for us actually, in one sense, We all have this Shudram Hridaya Daurbalyam. We all have this petty weakness of heart. Now why does weakness of heart even arise? What do you think? Weakness of heart kyu aata hai? Why does one become weak at heart? Emotional feelings. So why does emotional feelings come up?
Fear of confidence. Fear of confidence or fear?
Attachment. This is the most important thing. Attachment leads to weakness of heart. Okay? Attachment is one thing that will lead to weakness of heart. Now, why is it called weakness of heart? What is the problem with attachment leading to weakness of heart? हाँ तो उससे problem क्या होता है?
चला जाएगा.
क्या चला जाएगा?
जो भी जिससे अटैचमेंट है,
सो दैट कॉजेज अटैचमेंट ऑफ हार्ट. बट व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम विद वीकनेस ऑफ हार्ट? सॉरी,
व्हाट लीड्स टू रॉन्ग डिसीजन?
हाँ, इट लीड्स टू रॉन्ग डिसीजन. दैट इज द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ वीकनेस ऑफ हार्ट. वीकनेस ऑफ हार्ट मतलब क्या? कि इन स्पाइट ऑफ यू अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑल द रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स, योर अटैचमेंट माइट लीड यू टू टेक दोज डिसीजंस विच यू नो दे आर नॉट राइट. Which you know that they are not right, still your attachment will lead you to take those decisions. Examples. In Mahabharata itself, when Krishna goes for peace talks with the Kurus, at that point in time, the peace talks fail and all those things happen. After that, Krishna goes and talks with Karna. Okay. And he says that, Karna, do you know your past? And Karna says, no, I have no idea about my past. So Krishna tells him, you know, he tells him everything. He says the sun is your father and Kunti is your mother, the Pandavas are your brother, and if you come on the sides of the Pandavas will actually make you the king and they will serve you like, you know, a servant, he says. So why don't you come and join the Pandavas actually? And also if you come on the Pandava side, probably Duryodhan will think he is very weak and he will give up the thought of battle. That time, Karna says in Mahabharata, he says that, I know the Pandavas are very virtuous, he says. He says, they are the rightful heir to the throne, both by birth as well as by their qualities. He says, I know Duryodhan is wrong and he will be killed in the battlefield. But still he says, but still I am so attached to Duryodhan that I cannot give up his association. So I will not give up Duryodhan. This is petty weakness of heart. In spite of knowing all the facts, in spite of knowing which side Dharma is, but still his attachment led him to take this wrong decision. Karna himself knew the Shastras very well, but in spite of all these things, in Mahabharata we see that he was a part to every crime that Duryodhan committed. Karna knew that burning the Pandavas in the fire, in the house of Lak was not a right thing to do. But still, his attachment towards Duryodhana made him be a part of that. Karna himself, if not as great as Arjuna, but Karna was a good warrior. I mean, he was a pretty decent warrior in fight. But in spite of being such a powerful warrior, still, because of attachment to Duryodhana, he committed that heinous act of attacking Abhimanyu from behind and killing him over there. Okay, he was attacked from behind by Karna actually, you know. So, all these things, these are petty weakness of heart. Taking wrong decisions because of attachments is petty weakness of heart. Same thing we saw even in the case in Ramayana also. Kumbhakaran, because of petty weakness of heart, you know, he is attached to his brother Ravana so much that in spite of knowing that Ravana is wrong, he decides to fight from his side. Whereas on the other side, you see a very strong decision taken by Vibhishana. In case of Vibhishana, that petty weakness of heart has not arisen. Okay? Because his attachment does not override his Shastric knowledge. Okay, that is why, now why this is important for us is, it is important for us because even in our lives, we have different kinds of attachments, right? There are so many attachments that we have in our lives which stop us from doing bhakti or which impede our progress in doing bhakti, right? There are so many attachments we have, like, you know, there was one devotee, I'll tell you an example, in Srila Prabhupada's time, there was one devotee of Prabhupada. He was very attached to smoking cigarettes. So Prabhupada had given him one seva actually of carving the deities of Jagannath. Jagannath ke deities dekhe aapne? New temple mein aapne dekha hoga, wo right hand side mein hai, wo teen, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. So like that deities carve karne ko bola tha unko wood se. And then one day Prabhupada went to monitor. तो मॉनिटर करने गए तो वो जगन्नाथ जी बनाए थे उनके सर पे सिगरेट का पैक रखा हुआ था. तो प्रभुपाद वाज शॉक, व्हाट इज दिस प्रभुपाद थॉट, यू नो, बट ही डिड नॉट एक्सप्लिसिटली से दैट. सो प्रभुपाद लुक्ड एट दैट डिवोटी, यू नो, एंड प्रभुपाद अंडरस्टूड दैट देयर इज कंडीशनिंग इन दिस डिवोटी. अटैचमेंट है, यू नो, कंडीशनिंग है, बिकॉज इयर्स से वो कंडीशनिंग आ रहा है. सो प्रभुपाद टोल्ड दैट डिवोटी अ वेरी सिंपल थिंग. ही सेड, don't let such a petty thing like a cigarette stand between you and Krishna. That statement of Prabhupada made such a huge difference in that life of devotee that not only he gave up smoking cigarette immediately, but today he is one of the most, you know, greatest preachers in ISKCON. Rather, he was one of the preachers who started the movement in London actually. जब कुछ भी नहीं था तो प्रभुपाद के लिए उन्होंने मूवमेंट चालू किया था लंदन में. सो बेसिकली सिमिलरली इवन इन आवर लाइफ्स आल्सो वी हैव दिस स्मॉल स्मॉल अटैचमेंट्स. दे वुड बी वेरी पेटी अटैचमेंट्स, इसलिए उसको बोलते हैं पेटी अटैचमेंट्स. पेटी अटैचमेंट्स आर दोज अटैचमेंट्स जिसके होने ना होने से कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता है लाइफ में. बट हम लोगों को इतना स्ट्रांग अटैचमेंट होता है उससे दैट बिकॉज ऑफ दोस वी आर नॉट एबल टू फोकस ऑन डिवोशनल लाइफ और यू नो कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. सो वी शुड स्टार्ट आइडेंटिफाइंग दोज अटैचमेंट्स. वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. यू माइट नॉट बी एबल टू गिव देम इमीडिएटली, फाइन, बट identifying is very very important because these attachments are like those enemies, you know, attachments are like those enemies jo kabhi bhi apna fun utha sakte hain. At that point in time you should be aware ki are this attachment ke wajah se ye ho raha hai, so that you are very easily able to rectify those. Okay, so attachments we should start doing this introspection. Isi ko hum log introspection bhi bolte hain. You know, I remember in corporate world people talk about maintaining silence or giving some time for yourself. You know, bolte hain log bolte hain ki you need to give some time for yourself. If you give some time for yourself, matlab kya karoge after giving some time for yourself? It's not that you go and play some games or something like that. The purpose of giving some time for yourself means you need to sit down and introspect about facts, that where you are and where you want to be. You know, those things you have to start introspecting. What are the things that are coming in between from where you are and where you want to be, and how you can eventually make a plan, and how you can make a plan to actually overcome those kind of things. So that introspection we also as devotees have to do. So here if you look at this sloka, this is perfectly applicable even to us, you know, giving up petty weakness of heart. Krishna is also not only telling Arjuna, but it is also addressed to us that we also have this petty weakness of heart which is stopping us from actually serving the Lord. Theek hai? Clear? Now, if you look at text number 2 and text number 3. So, text number 2 mein kya tha? Kutashtma kashmalam idam vishamay samupastitam anarya justam asvargyam akirti arjuna. And here, klaibhyam masma gama partha naite tvai upapatyate sutram ridaya daurbalyam tvekta uttishta arjuna. So, I was hearing one class actually, given by one devotee. And in that, he made a very nice point. He said that these two verses are very powerful verses, which we should remember every morning. अगर जरूरत पड़ा तो अपने घड़ी के अपने सेलफोन के अलार्म में लगा दो, घड़ी के या सेलफोन वॉट एवर अलार्म दैट यू यूज उसमें लगा दो ये. Why? Because one of the petty weakness of our heart is getting up early in the morning. So what does the shloka says? Klaibhyam, you know, he says, don't behave like a unit. Directly Krishna is saying, you know, give up this petty weakness of heart and kept the uttishto Arjuna, get up, rise, O chastiser of the enemy. So you know, so Krishna is also directly, so Arjuna ko to wo rath se utha rahe the, apne ko bed se uthayenge Krishna, you know. So if you want, you put this in your alarm clock and savere savere laga do, you know, 5 baje 4 baje laga do. So the moment you hear the shloka, you also understand that okay, I also have an immediate petty weakness of heart which I can overcome, rather which I should overcome. So a practical application of how this shloka can be incorporated in our lives. Okay, so we can do that. Okay, now if you look at text number 4 and text number 5. Now in text number 4, Arjuna is again reiterating the same thing jo pehle bhi usne bola hai. So it is like, you know, after Krishna has used such strong words against Arjuna, Arjuna is thinking that, Are Krishna, you are not trying to understand my point. What I am trying to tell you is, how can I shoot those people like Drona and Bhishma who are worthy of worship? You know, they are worshipable personalities. And he is using Madhusudan and Harisudan actually. So here he is trying to say that, my dear Krishna, you yourself are the killer of the enemy. So Ari, Madhu, they were like demons jinko tumne mara tha. You never killed your teachers. You never killed your grandfather. We don't call you as Ugrasen Sudan, or we don't call you as Sandipani Sudan, right? Because you have not killed your teacher or grandfather. So how do you expect me to do the same thing actually? So that is where Arjuna is saying. And in the next shloka, here Arjuna is saying, he is saying, it would be better to live this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of those great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood. So here again the quality of Arjuna is coming up. I mean, you can imagine how much pain that Arjuna is experiencing with the thought of killing his own kinsmen or, you know, his elders. He is ready to survive with a begging bowl. Now for Kshatriyas, this is a very difficult position, to giving up a kingdom, giving up, you know, the royal throne, the prestige, and then going and begging door to door. Imagine, begging is a very, very humble act. Jaise wo bolte hai na. See, every varna and ashram has their own qualities, okay? Like for example, if someone says that, you know, if someone comes and slaps you, what should be your reaction? You cannot say a reaction is right or wrong just by the action itself. You know, just saying that, oh no, I will tolerate that reaction. Is that right? Or someone will say, no, I will slap him back. Is that right? No. It depends on which mode is prevalent in you. For a Kshatriya to hit back is right. Because he is a Kshatriya. So he cannot tolerate. But it is the opposite to a Brahmana. A Brahmana will never hit back. That is the quality of a Brahmana. So depending in which quality you come, your reaction will also vary like that, you know. A Brahmana will never hit back in spite of whatever comes on his accord. I don't know if you know this story. In Bhagavatam this story is mentioned that there was a sage actually who had gone to Ganges. He was bathing in the waters of Ganges with his disciples, and there he saw one scorpion who was struggling to survive in the waters of Ganges. The sage thought, of course these sages are naturally very compassionate. He did not have anything to help the scorpion, so unhone apna haath wo scorpion ko diya. Now the nature of a scorpion is to sting. Wo nature hai uska, jaisa snake ka nature hai. Snake, if you go close to a snake, tum karo na karo, wo maar dega tumko, you know, he will bite you. Because by nature he is like that. This species, this is the difference between again humans and animals, right? You have studied in your device also. Animals act by instincts. Wo log sochte nahi hai what is right, what is wrong. They just act by instinct. So this scorpion, he immediately stung him. And after stinging him, he again put his hand to save the scorpion. And again he stung him. And again he put his hand. And like that, you know, the sage continued doing this. And his disciples were looking at the sage and they were wondering that what are you doing like this, you know. I mean, the scorpion is continuously stinging you, so leave him, nah, just let him die. So the sage said that the dharma of a scorpion is to sting by nature, and my nature is to protect. So if the scorpion is not giving up his nature, why should I give up my nature? Now that is a quality of a snake, a sage. But wo sage ki jagah agar koi kshatriya hota, to in one stroke he would have cut that scorpion in two pieces, you know, because by nature they retaliate. But here, if you look at the quality that Arjuna is expressing or showing over here, is not that of a Kshatriya. You know, he has taken a very, very humble position where he is saying that I am ready to even go and beg actually. So that position Arjuna is showing here. Now in the next shloka, text number 6, now this is one of those fifth reason of why Arjuna does not want to fight. So the reason he is giving is, nor do we know which is better, he says, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. However, yet they are now standing before us in the battlefield. So here Arjuna has given all kinds of arguments. उसने लॉजिक ट्राई किया, ही ट्राई टू गिव यू नो कुल धर्मा, फ्रॉम दैट साइड ही हैज गिवन आर्ग्यूमेंट्स, मॉरल आर्ग्यूमेंट्स ही हैज गिवन, ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ आर्ग्यूमेंट्स ही हैज ट्राइड, मतलब सब परम्यूटेशन कॉम्बिनेशन किया है, बट इन स्पाइट ऑफ पुटिंग ऑल द डिफरेंट थॉट कॉम्बिनेशन, So if you see, till now the brainstorming is happening only from one side, that is Arjuna's side. Brainstorming जो session चल रहा है वो सिर्फ अर्जुन ही कर रहा है और कोई बोल ही नहीं रहा है. अर्जुन ने ये अलग अलग reasons दिए कि why I should not fight, why, and अलग अलग angles से सोच सोच के उसने वो reasons लिखे हैं. But after writing or after telling all these reasons, what is the final thing that Arjuna is saying? He's saying, I am not sure what is right to do. Indecision. So indecision is the fifth reason given by Arjuna not to fight. So again, if we recollect the different reasons that why Arjuna did not want to fight. So first, because, you know, happiness. So he will not get happiness. With whom he will enjoy the happiness? Second was, the people with whom he is fighting are respectable personalities. Third reason he gave was, sin will overcome them, right? Sin will, he will be tainted with sin actually. Fourth is, family dynasty will, Varna Shankar, so family dynasty will be destroyed. And the fifth one here he is giving is indecision. So the fifth reason given by Arjuna over here is indecision, that he does not know. Itna sab kuch maine brainstorm karne ke baad, now I am confused as to what I should do and what I should not do. So when one is confused, what should that person do? That we see in the next sloka, which is a very, very important sloka. So you can repeat after me. कार्पण्य दोषो पहता स्वभाव
कार्पण्य दोषो पहता स्वभाव
पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेत
पृच्छामि त्वं धर्म समूढचेत
यत् श्रेयस्यान् निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे
यत् श्रेयस्यान् निश्चितं ब्रूहि तन्मे
शिष्यस्तेऽहं शादिमां त्वां प्रपन्नम्
शिष्यस्तेऽहं शादिमां त्वां प्रपन्नम्.
सो हियर अर्जुन इज सेइंग, now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. See, here Arjuna is knowing this point, na? Aisa nahi hai ki he does not know. He is also acknowledging the fact that the weakness that I am expressing is miserly weakness. Who is a miser, by the way?
Arjun.
नहीं, इधर नहीं. हाँ, वन हु हैज बट कैनॉट गिव इज अ माइजर. ऐसा नहीं है कि जिसके पास नहीं है वो क्या देगा, बट जिसके पास है वो नहीं देता है, दैट पर्सन इज माइजर. सो हियर व्हाई अर्जुना इज सेइंग माइजरली वीकनेस इज बिकॉज ही हैज द नॉलेज, ही इज अ क्षत्रिया, इन ऑल सेंस इज केपेबल ऑफ वैंक्विशिंग हिज एनिमीज, बट इन स्पाइट ऑफ दैट, in spite of knowing all these facts and having all those things, he is not able to do that. That is the miserly weakness he is saying. Okay? In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a surrendered soul unto you. Please instruct me. So here, now the actual, you can say the dialogue starts. So till now, the dialogues between Arjuna and Krishna were on a friendly mode, right? Arjuna and Krishna were talking more as friends. And isliye Krishna is also like, you know, mockingly teasing also Arjuna. Aisa koi instructive nahi gaye hai abhi tak Krishna. Because same level pe pani nahi behta hai. You know, if water has to flow, one level has to come down. So now, in this shloka, Arjuna is surrendering unto Krishna. He is saying that I surrender unto you, O Krishna. I surrender unto you, Krishna. Now, so you please instruct me. Okay? And instruct me in what, he says. You instruct me in Shreya. That word used over here is Shreya. So the, Prabhupada explains. So there are two things. One is prayers and Shreyas. Okay? Prayers are those activities, P-R-E-Y-A-S, huh, by the way. Prayers are those activities which are good for immediate few, immediate thing. Jo mere liye immediate moment ke liye achhe hai. Like for example, children want to play whole time, you know. So that is more of a prayers activity where they are looking for immediate enjoyment. They know that if I play, I get enjoyment. So immediate they are doing. What is Shreyas? Shreyas is that will not give them a proper life in the future, they need to spend time in tapasya. Tapasya for children is studying, going to school, and all those things is tapasya. Now that is shreyas, right? Something, some activity which might be a voluntary pain at this point in time, but might be, is good for a long term, is shreyas. That activity is shreyas. C-H-R-E-Y-A-R, that Sanskrit word used over here is shreya. And prayer is immediate, the one which you get immediate benefit. So Arjuna, very clearly he is telling Krishna that I am not interested in the immediate one, okay. I might win and I might get this kingdom and all those things. This might be the immediate benefits that I am getting from this battlefield. But that is not what I am interested in. He says, for sure, my dear Lord Krishna, he says, you guide me or instruct me in those activities which are beneficial for me. Yes, in future. And that is why Bhagavad Gita is very important. Because from here, Bhagavad Gita now takes into that spiritual this thing. Abhi Krishna, slowly, he will of course talk about all these things. He will talk about this karma kanda, he will talk about jnana and marga and all those things. But because shreya, the moment you are talking about shreya, which is a long term thing, Krishna will talk about bhakti. And that is why Bhagavad Gita ends with the shloka of sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva pape bhyo mokshayishyami masucha. Krishna pretty much concludes Bhagavad Gita with this shloka. And Arjuna also, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, he says that my dear Krishna, nashta moha, he says that, you know, now all my doubts and illusions are clear, he says to Krishna. And he says, I shall do what you tell me to do now. You know, as you order, I shall do that. That is complete surrender of Arjuna. Okay, so the success of Bhagavad Gita lies in the complete surrender of a devotee. So that is like the end result. So, agar koi bolta hai ki mujhe Bhagavad Gita samji hai, if I have understood Bhagavad Gita, you can see from whether that person is surrendered to the Lord or not. Okay, that is the test whether we have understood Bhagavad Gita or not. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna that Arjuna is telling Krishna that, my dear Lord, I am surrendering unto you. You please instruct me in the right thing which will be beneficial for me in future. The next shloka, in the next shloka, he says, I can find no means to drive. So basically, Krishna might be wondering that, you know, Arjuna, why are you surrendering unto me? You yourself are very learned, right? Tum to itna gyan jante ho, itne kitabe pade ho, and all those things. So why are you surrendering unto me? So here, Arjuna is answering that thing, that point also. He is saying, I can find no means to drive this grief of mine, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in the heaven. Okay. So Arjuna is saying that no matter what you give, tum kitna bhi luxuries do mujhe, anything you give, but that is not going to dispel my doubt. Okay. And I myself, I am not capable enough of doing this. Now this is also a very instructive thing in our life. Why it is instructive? It is just like a person who is handcuffed, right? If a person is handcuffed, if he has to be released, he cannot release himself. The only person who can release him is a person who is not handcuffed. Similarly, we as living entities, we are bound by the chains of three modes of nature, right? Sattva-gun, Tamogun and Rajogun. These are the three chains that are binding us. And to get out of these three chains, we need to approach a person who is free from these three chains, who is liberated. Okay. Now, liberation has two meanings. One is a physical liberation, where a person is physically in the spiritual world, that is physical liberation. But also, there is a state of liberation. State of liberation is that state where a person is not affected by the three modes even when he is on this planet. Okay, so that person is as good as a liberated soul. तो उसको whether he stays here or whether he goes to spiritual world, उसको कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता है. Just like that sage, once upon a time a sage was traveling, एक ऐसे राज्य में से जा रहा था. So the sage saw one राजपुत्र को देखा उसने, sage ने. He saw this राजपुत्र, prince. This prince was enjoying life, so the sage gave him आशीर्वाद. You know, he says that may you live a very long life. Then he went further and he saw one yogi, you know, yog करने वाले आदमी को देखा. So he said may you die immediately, उसको आशीर्वाद दे दिया. Then he went little further, तो उसको एक butcher दिखा, you know, तो उसको उसने आशीर्वाद दिया, मे यू neither live nor die. एंड फाइनली ही went ahead, तो ही found one भक्ता, devotee दिखा उसको. तो उसको बोला, whether you live or die does not make a difference, he told him. So his disciples asked him, you please tell us the meaning of this आशीर्वाद that you have given to all these four people. So the sage said, the first person was a prince. He is prince because of his past karmas, good karmas. But what is he doing currently? He is pura, usko luta raha hai wo. Just like, you know, paisa aane ke baad hum log Switzerland ko picnic ko gaye, there if you end up spending the money, so the best ashirvad someone can give you is may you stay as long as possible in Switzerland. Because pata hai, wapis aane ke baad phir hamali karni hi hai idhar. So similarly, the sage was telling that this prince, after he dies, he will have to again take birth in such a family where he will have to rebuild all his good karmas. Matlab lot of laborious life usko aayega uske baad. So I am telling him, may you live very long. So that jitna jiyega utna tu, you know, at least you will be able to enjoy this. Then he went to the yogi. A yogi is doing lot of tapasya. So he said, may you die immediately. Because itna tapasya kiya hai, now because of tapasya, he is going through a lot of you can say pain and suffering, you know, so-called pain and suffering. But this tapasya is going to give him a very good future life. So the sage is saying that may you die early so that you get a good life immediately. Third, he went to the butcher. Butcher ke paas wo jata hai, toh wo bolta hai ki this person is so sinful that even in this life itself he is incurring lot of suffering in killing the animals, you know. So he is suffering in this life and there is a guaranteed suffering in the next life because of whatever he has done. So that is why he is saying, may you neither live nor die. Jiyega to aur paap karega, marega to aur bhugega. So he is saying that may you neither live nor die. And then when he goes to the devotee, he says that whether you live or die does not make a difference. Why? Because that devotee is already on a liberated platform. मरेगा तो भी he will go to the dham, he is liberated there. आज जी रहा है तो भी liberated है, doesn't make a difference to him. For devotees, where they stay is not important, you know. Their consciousness is always doing devotion to the Lord actually. Their consciousness is always surrendered to the Lord. इसीलिए उन लोगों को time, place, circumstances, it does not affect devotees actually. And this is such a wonderful thing for us, I mean practical application in our lives there. You know, practical application kya hai? And this I experience after coming to Krishna consciousness. That many a time, you know, we have to get so many things done in India, jahan par wo government ke rules lage hue rehte hai. So like for example, Aadhaar card nikalna hai. So Aadhaar card nikalne ko jao, so you have to tolerate those people, adhikaris, and you have to stand in those long, long queues. Jisme log jhagadte rehte hai. Ek koi aage se beech mein se ghus gaya, you know. Someone comes at, we go there at 7 o'clock and someone comes at 10 o'clock aur wo aake jaake beech mein hi kisi ko haath waath dikha ke ghus jata hai. Immediately piche wale chillana villana chalu karte hai. This, that, you know, ye sab. Karte kuch nahi hai, but they honestly get into the argument. Devotee kya rehta hai? For him it does not make a difference. Why? Because for him standing in that queue for 1 hour or 10 hours is not a waste of time. Because either when he is standing in the queue, he is either chanting or he is either hearing or he is nicely reading any of the books. So usko koi farak hi nahi padta hai. अगर वो यहाँ पर नहीं करता होता तो घर में बैठ के ये करता होता, यहाँ पे वहाँ पे नहीं करता तो कहीं और जाके वो करता रहता. फॉर हिम ओनली द प्लेस हैज चेंज बट हिज एक्टिविटी हैज नॉट चेंज. सो फॉर दैट रीजन यू सी डिवोटी बिकम्स वेरी पीसफुल इन सच सिचुएशन. यू विल ऑटोमेटिकली सी सच दिस डिफरेंस इन योर ओन लाइफ. यू विल सी दैट अरे जो चीज़ों के लिए मैं पहले बहुत गुस्सा करता था एंड आई यूज टू गेट यू नो ओवर रिएक्टिव एंड ऑल दिस थिंग, नाउ लुक एट मी यू नो बिकॉज आई हैव ऑल दिस एंगेजमेंट इट डज नॉट मेक अ डिफरेंस फॉर मी यू नो वेदर वो बंदा यू नो द टाइम आई रीच टू दैट विंडो वो विंडो बंद करता है बोलता है चाय पीने का टाइम हो गया है. यू नो यू डोंट गेट इरिटेटेड विद ऑल दिस थिंग्स बिकॉज फॉर यू दैट टाइम इज नॉट अ वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम. फॉर दैट टाइम यू आर स्टिल इन्वेस्टिंग ओवर देयर. So this state, I am saying this is at a very preliminary level, at our level, you know, we can develop this consciousness. But at a very higher state, a person develops a consciousness of liberation actually, you know. So these souls, like the sannyasi, you know, like Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, now their state was a liberated state actually, you know. Prabhupada never got affected by time, place and circumstances. If he was, then it was never possible for him at the age of 70 to go to America to go and preach. And preach bhi kaise? The only reason why Prabhupada went to America because his guru told him that you should go to the West and preach. Okay, now let's put ourselves in the situation of Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada wanted to go to the West, pehle to Prabhupada ke paas paisa nahi tha. Right? Second thing is, he went to the Scindia company owner, that was Morarji Desai's sister actually, right? She was there, Sumati Morarji. She was the Scindia company's owner that time, steam, cargo ship. So he went to her and he asked her that, you know, you please sponsor my trip to America. Usne mana kar diya. दो तीन बार मना कर दिया. देन प्रभुपाद लिटरली ही सेड दैट अनलेस एंड अंटिल यू डू दिस फॉर मी आई विल नॉट गेट आउट फ्रॉम द स्टेयर्स. वो स्टेयर्स पे ही बैठे रहे प्रभुपाद. सो फाइनली शी रिलेंटेड एंड गिव हिम. उसके बाद में व्हेन प्रभुपाद वेंट थ्रू दैट जलदूता शिप, दैट जर्नी वॉज वन मंथ का जर्नी था इन विच श्रील प्रभुपाद सफर टू हार्ट अटैक्स. श्रील प्रभुपाद सफर टू हार्ट अटैक्स ऑन दैट जलदूता. And the third time, Prabhupada had a dream. And in that dream, Prabhupada saw that Lord Krishna himself was rowing the boat in which Prabhupada was there. And when Prabhupada woke up, that time the sea had become very calm. And even the captain of that ship, he has written, he said that for him, this journey was a very frequent journey he used to take to. But never in his life he had ever seen this sea as calm as it was at this point in time. So, I mean, you know, a perfect arrangement. After that, when Prabhupada landed in Boston, so that time Prabhupada says that he was not sure whether he wanted to go to right or left because there was no one in America whom he knew. There was only one person who was the son of his father's friend actually who was there. And unhone sponsor kiya tha Prabhupada ka visa. That too for 3 months. In the first 3 months, Srila Prabhupada, he preached but he nothing. Matlab koi disciples nahi bane Srila Prabhupada ke. Prabhupada was struggling to live over there. I mean he had no money. So Prabhupada was staying in Bowery's. Bowery's are those places in America where mostly you will find the blacks over there. At the same time, these blacks, they live a very filthy lifestyle over there. I mean, they drink, they are fallen over there and pura aisa dirty. So Udhar Srila Prabhupada ne ek rented a storefront liya tha. And Prabhupada was staying there and he was preaching to this kind of people. So the point is, you can read this more and more in Srila Prabhupada's autobiography, but if we were in Srila Prabhupada's place, at how many instances we would have given up? And given up for very valid reasons. We would have said that, see, my dear Krishna, my intentions are very clear, I wanted to preach for you, but look at me, my health is not keeping well. Kya karu main? Karna chahta ho, lekin nahi kar raha. or probably we would have said, see, I went and approached this Sumati Morarji, she has upfront denied me. Na kya karu, you know? Or see, I have got this ticket, but see, I boarded, I have even made an attempt to sit in the ship, but now see, I am suffering from two heart attacks. I don't think so, I will survive any further. या फिर हम लोग बोलते थे कि मैं जाना चाहता हूँ, टिकट है, लेकिन वहाँ पे कोई नहीं है मेरे लिए, कौन, हाउ विल आई डू दैट? और द लास्ट थिंग यू नो प्रभुपाद कुड हैव सेड दैट, सी आई हैव आल्सो रीच्ड ओवर हियर गोइंग थ्रू ऑल दिस पेन, फॉर लास्ट थ्री मंथ्स आई हैव बीन स्ट्रगलिंग बट नो डिसाइपल, सो और नो पर्सन इज गेटिंग कन्वर्टेड, तो अभी मैं क्या करूँ, यू नो सो मेनी रीजंस वी कुड हैव गिवन यू नो टू आवर सेल्फ, बट प्रभुपाद डिड नॉट डू बिकॉज ही वॉज नॉट लिविंग ओनली ऑन अ बॉडी प्लेटफॉर्म. That shows the state of consciousness. There is a video of Srila Prabhupada called as the final lesson. That video is basically about Prabhupada departing this world. You can also on YouTube pe bhi tumko milega. The final lesson karke video hai Srila Prabhupada ka. It's a very touching video actually. In that video, you see that Srila Prabhupada, that video is shot during the time when somewhere around September ka bhi ek clipping hai, which was just 1 month prior to when Prabhupada left the body. Now if you look at Srila Prabhupada at that point in time, his entire body was emaciated. Matlab kuch tha hi nahi. I mean if you looked at him, it was only bones. Wo jo skeleton hota hai na, waisa hi tha Srila Prabhupada ka. He had no strength even to sit. मतलब वो अगर बैठते भी तो ऐसा गर्दन गिर जाता था उनका. मतलब इट वॉज लाइक दैट, देर वॉज नो स्ट्रेंथ दैट ही हैड फिजिकली विथ हिम. नाउ आई रिमेंबर दैट देर वर सम ऑफ माई रिलेटिव हु हैव गॉन थ्रू दिस, और इवन माई ग्रैंड मदर, यू नो वेन शी हैज गॉन थ्रू सच अ स्टेट ऑफ डिटोरिएशन इन टर्म्स ऑफ बॉडीली स्ट्रेंथ एंड वीकनेसेस, they have gone to that state where they have failed to even recognize who they are or who they are नियर डियर वन सर. हम लोगों को नहीं पहचाना उन लोगों ने उस वक्त, लाइक यू नो रिलेटिव गए उनके सामने, सो दे फेल्ड टू रिकग्नाइज नॉट बिकॉज द बॉडी हैड गिवन अप एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम. नाउ हियर कम्स द मोस्ट अमेजिंग थिंग ऑफ दिस वीडियो विच यू विल बी श्योर टू बी इम्प्रेस्ड. यू विल सी इन दैट वीडियो एट दैट स्टेट देर इज अ डिवोटी हु इज रीडिंग श्रीमद भागवतम इन सांस्कृत. And Srila Prabhupada is translating that Sanskrit, and he is dictating purports to those verses. At that state, जिस state में इंसान को अपना खुद का याद नहीं रहता है, कौन है, क्या है, at that state Prabhupada is preaching and dictating. He is not only understanding the Sanskrit verses, but he is dictating. This proves only one point, that in you know Prabhupada was not on a bodily level. Unka consciousness was already liberated. He was not an ordinary soul. His consciousness had already attained that state of liberation, and only because of that he was able to do this such kind of activities. It's amazing. You can watch this video and you think about this video. It's so amazing video. Now so these are the people. If we take shelter of such people, they have the ability to liberate us, or they have the ability to deliver us. And that is what Arjuna is precisely telling Krishna, that I surrender unto you, you know, I surrender unto you because I myself, I am incapable of solving my own doubts. Mujhme wo ability nahi hai, but my dear Lord, you know, I know Krishna, I mean, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, that was not hidden from Arjuna. He knew this actually, you know. That my dear Lord, I am surrendering unto you because now it's only you who can deliver me, so you please do this. So for us also, this aspect of surrender is very very important in our life. It is only when we surrender to a bona fide person, then we will get the right instructions so that we can mold our lives in a right manner. Okay? So this aspect of surrender is very important. So finally we will end with the concept of Guru. We will actually discuss a lot about Guru in the further chapter actually, okay, where there is a shloka which is very dedicated, that how one should approach a Guru and worship a Guru. But at this point in time, only we will try to understand what are the different kinds of Gurus. Okay. So the first kind of Guru is called as a Patha Pradarshak Guru. Okay. Now who is this Guru? this guru is that person who has shown you the path. Okay. Now it could be as simple as this, that you are traveling through auto rickshaw and wo auto rickshaw wala tumse baat karta hai aur tumko batata hai ki sahab aapko pata hai ki aisa aisa ek mandir hai wahan par ek you know aise aise bhakt log rehte hai and those people you know they will help you in doing this. Usne tumko path dikhaya. So that is path pradarshak guru actually. So first type of guru. Okay. Second type of guru is shiksha guru. Okay. Shiksha guru is that person, or shiksha gurus can be many. It need not be limited to one. Shiksha guru is any person through whom you are actually acquiring the knowledge about shastra. Okay, that is the shiksha guru. And there could be many, not just one. The third kind of guru is called as the diksha guru. Okay. Now this guru is very important. Okay. Diksha guru is the person whom you surrender, through whom you take initiation, and he is also the guru who takes accountability for you. Okay. So it is that guru who takes the responsibility when he initiates you, that I will take this soul back to Godhead. And jab tak you don't go back to Godhead, that guru will keep coming again and again and again to take you back from this world. That is Diksha Guru. Okay. It's a very tough position for a guru to be, you know. At the same time, it's a very responsible position for a disciple towards his guru to become, you know, after he takes Diksha. And the last one is the Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru is none other than the Lord himself who is sitting in our heart in the form of Paramatma. Why this guru is important is because whenever you make a very sincere desire of doing some devotional service or any activity towards the Lord, this Chaitya Guru, he will orchestrate situations in such a manner that necessary facilities will be provided for you to cultivate that devotional life. तो कभी तुम्हारे मन में सच में आता है कि मुझे ये साधुओं के बारे में जानना है, भगवद गीता पढ़ना है या समथिंग, यू विल सी अमेजिंगली दैट ऑटोमेटिकली वो भगवद गीता तुम्हारे घर पे आता है, या सम पर्सन विल कम एंड अप्रोच देमसेल्व्स बाय यू टू यू एंड एक्चुअली दे विल टेक यू टू दिस पाथ एंड यू नो लाइक दैट. सो दीज आर द फोर काइंड ऑफ गुरुज यू नो दैट आर देयर. सो पथ प्रदर्शक गुरु, देन शिक्षा गुरु, Diksha Guru and Chaitya Guru. These are the four types of gurus that are there. Okay? So with this we'll stop over here. Any questions on today's discussion? Yes, bro. Mahajan. So this also I think we discussed right last time, that it was the desire of Lord Krishna that Bhishma fights on the other side. So Bhishma had taken that thankless position, you know. So it was out of the desire of the Lord that Bhishma did that actually. It was not that Bhishma himself wanted to do that. So isliye, see, there are external things and there are internal things. So Bhishma sticking to the vow for that throne, ye sab external hai. Okay. The internal fact is that Bhishma fought from the side because Krishna wanted Bhishma to fight from that side. Because by doing that, Krishna was proving a strong point, right? He was saying that even if the greatest warrior is on the side of Adharma, still that side will be defeated. That point Krishna wanted to establish, and that is why he did that. Or for example, there is another instance where you see in passing away of Bhishma Dev, in passing away of Bhishma Dev, abhi war khatam ho gaya. War khatam hone ke baad, the Pandavas have become the king, wo sab ho gaya hai, in spite of that Bhishma is not leaving the body. Now what is the reason? So it is said that Bhishma was waiting for Uttarayan to begin. क्योंकि वो दक्षिणायन का टाइम था. सो उत्तरायण, जब तक सूर्य उत्तरायण में नहीं जाता है, ही वॉज वेटिंग. नाउ व्हाट इज द शास्त्रिक रेफरेंस टू दिस? शास्त्रिक रेफरेंस इज दैट फॉर अ कर्मकांडी और फॉर अ नॉर्मल, मतलब वन हु इज नॉट इन डिवोशनल दिस थिंग, ओके, इफ दे लीव द बॉडी ड्यूरिंग द टाइम ऑफ उत्तरायण, देन दे गो टू द हायर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम. एंड पीपल नॉर्मली हु डाई इन द दक्षिणायन टाइम, यू नो, सो दैट टाइम उनका गच्छति होता है, नीचे लोअर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स में जाते हैं. इसीलिए इट इज रिकमेंडेड दैट वन शुड लीव द बॉडी व्हेन द सन इज इन द उत्तरायण. ऑस्पिशियस टाइम होता है, यू नो, सो मरने के लिए भी ऑस्पिशियस टाइम होता है. नाउ वन माइट से डिवोशनल लाइफ और डिवोशनल इज सुपीरियर टू ऑल दिस थिंग्स. रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन डिवोशन में मैटर नहीं करते, एस्पेशली दिस कर्म कांड. Because anyone who is a devotee, whether he lives like this or like that, he is going to go back to Godhead, right? So then one might say, तो क्या भीष्म महाजन है तो उसको ये पता नहीं था? He was a Mahajan, so he was a devotee of Krishna. So he should have known this fact that Uttarayana and Dakshinayana does not make any difference. So जाओ, चले जाओ. Well, yes, but then again, externally he was waiting for this. The internal reason was, he was waiting for Krishna himself to come over there. Because you read the passing of Bhishma Dev. So when Bhishma wanted to leave the body, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, comes right in front of Bhishma over there, along with the Pandavas. And that time, Bhishma says that, you know, there is that beautiful sloka, Tribhuvana Kamala Tamala Varnam, you know. So he is reciting that sloka very nicely, where he is describing the beauty of Krishna. He says, Tribhuvana. So, you know, he is like, Krishna has that threefold bending form actually, you know, and he has this nice lotus-like eyes, and he has this Tamala Varnam, you know, and he describes that beauty of Krishna, who had picked up the cart wheel actually to protect his devotee Arjuna, and who had rushed towards Bhishma to kill him. So Bhishma meditates on that form when he sees Krishna, and then he leaves the body, okay. So the internal reason was, Bhishma was waiting for Krishna to come over there. इसलिए पकड़ के रखा था कि अभी आएंगे अभी. And जब वो आते हैं ना, when Krishna comes over there, Bhishma सब कुछ आराम से ले रहे हैं. मतलब there is no hurry of Bhishma to leave the body over there actually. You see that in that. There he is not experiencing any pain because of those arrows and all those things. Because his Lord has come in front of him, ऐसा है. So it's like that. So that is why ये जो शास्त्र होता है ना, मेनी अ टाइम्स यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड इट फ्रॉम द आचार्यस, बिकॉज समटाइम्स द एक्सटर्नल्स आर डायरेक्टली मेंशन इन द शास्त्र, द इंटरनल्स डायरेक्टली आर नॉट रिवील्ड इन द शास्त्र, दे देन आर एक्सप्लेन बाय द आचार्यस. सो आचार्यस एक्सप्लेन दोज इंटरनल्स, इट्स लाइक दैट. सो भीष्मा के केस में भी वही है, मतलब इट इज दैट एक्सटर्नल साइड एंड द इंटरनल साइड, ओके. उत्तरायण इज द पाथ वेर द सो ये जो सन होता है, सो यू रीड श्रीमद भागवतम, इट इज एक्सप्लेन दैट द सन गॉड ही राइड्स ऑन अ चैरियट एंड हिज चैरियट हैज वन व्हील. द अदर जो व्हील का जो एक्सल होता है, दैट एक्सल इज कनेक्टेड टू द पिवट ऑफ माउंट मेरू, ओके. सो देर इज अ माउंट मेरू, वो माउंट मेरू, सो समझो ये माउंट मेरू है. तो इफ दिस इज लाइक द माउंटेन, तो इसका ये एक्सल है, तो यहाँ पे व्हील है. सो द व्हील विल कंटिन्यूसली माउंट मेरू को ऐसे सर्कुलर करता है. सो व्हेन द सन इज ट्रैवर्सिंग इन दिस पाथ, सो एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम, सो इफ यू हैव टू ट्रेस द पाथ ऑफ दैट व्हील, वो जो व्हील चक्का होता है, सो इन इंजीनियरिंग आई नो वी यूज टू डू इट, आई डोंट नो अबाउट अदर ब्रांचेस, बट इंजीनियरिंग में देर इज अ subject of drawing, or drawing mein you trace the path of a dot when it moves through a circle. So when that wheel moves, so that if you trace that dot, to wo jo path hota hai, so if that path is like this thick, so wo path pe it will move like this, aise jata hai. So the point where it's going towards north is Uttarayan, the point it is coming down towards south is Dakshinayan. That is Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. So for the sun to go, be in Uttarayan it takes 6 months and then in Dakshinayan it takes 6 months. Aisa wo path rehta hai. It's the Uttarayan and Dakshinayan path actually. So there is one very nice video probably, so once Gopi Krishna Prabhu is back, I will ask him to arrange once again a projector for us, and we can actually watch that video. Well, video, what it will do is, it will give you idea about this planetary system. So we know only about Earth, but this video will very nicely explain to you about this different planetary systems. कहाँ पर है स्वर्ग लोक, कहाँ पे ये है, देन हाउ इज दैट माउंट सुमेरू, देन जो हम लोग एक्चुअल लोकपाल जो है, ये अपना केजरीवाल वाला नहीं, जो एक्चुअल लोकपाल जो है वो लोकपाल सच में कहाँ पे है, बिकॉज दे रियली आर एक्टिव, दे आर नॉट पैसिव. सो दिस लोकपाल, हाउ दे एक्चुअली मेक अ डिफरेंस एंड वेयर दे आर रिसाइडिंग ओवर देयर. इंद्र का जो इंद्रपुरी है वो कैसा है, you know, and then how at the lower planetary system ye patal lok suta lok, which is the path to go over there, all that things are very nicely in a graphical way they have shown in that video. So we'll arrange for that video once, you know, sometime, because fir ek hai na visual ye aa jayega, so it becomes very clear. Fir wo, you know, wo image ek bar baith gaya na to aapko bahut clearly samajh mein aayega ki wo kaise kya ho raha hai, flow ho raha hai. This topic is very interesting, at the same time very confusing also. I mean, if you read about all this planetary system, it's very confusing. Okay? ठीक है. Any other question?
So, how long time did Krishna wait for Krishna?
I think it was around 20-25 days actually, after the war. Because after the war, दिस पांडवाज दे गो टू द बैंक्स ऑफ गैंजिस, उधर वो पूरा पिंड का सेरेमनी करते हैं, जो हु हैव डाइड उनका वो फाइनल राइट्स वगैरह करते हैं. देन दे गो बैक टू हस्तिनापुर, देयर युधिष्ठिर महाराज इज यू नो ही कोरोनेटेड एज द किंग एंड एवरीथिंग. तो वो सेरेमनी मतलब ऐसे एक दिन का नहीं होता है, यू नो इट गोज फॉर डेज एंड वीक्स. वो पूरा होने के बाद then Krishna brings them back to Bhishma. So naturally it would have been around 25 to 30 days ka wo period hoga. No. Okay. Any other question?
Tendering video ka abhi kya?
Kya kya?
Tendering video abhi aapne bataya.
Haan.
So abhi kya hai? Abhi nahi.
Mere paas nahi hai abhi. But if you want, idhar aapko mil sakta hai. Ye gift shop hai na. उधर आप वैदिक प्लैनेटेरियम सिस्टम ऐसा बोलो उनको, तो वो देंगे आपको वैदिक प्लैनेटेरियम सिस्टम, प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम. तो वो है, मतलब मेरे पास इधर नहीं है, मेरे लैपटॉप पे है. ठीक है, ओके. एनीथिंग एल्स? ओके, सो वी स्टॉप ओवर हियर.
हरे कृष्ण.